3. A Holistic and Creative Youth Ministry. The Problems of Youth Ministry. One of the most frequent problems of youth ministers is not to have a clear understanding of the multiple dimensions of our service to youth. Many times we encounter groups in parishes and schools which are mainly prayer groups or formation groups, but hardly communities which develop the person as a human being and as a disciple of Jesus in all his or her aspects. Another problem youth leaders encounter is the lack of clear knowledge about his or her work and the lack of resources to look for information and formation. We have to prepare a meeting, a recollection day, a formation talk for a parish youth council or a vigil, and we do not know what to do or where to look for help. Many a time the fathers in the parish are too busy to help the youths, or they themselves do not feel that working with youth is their field, and because of that, they do not have resources for youth ministry. Bobenka, as a holistic process, tries to develop a balanced approach that helps the person grow in all aspects. But, even though we shall see later how Bobenka tackles this integral formation of the person, it is important to talk now about our vision of a creative youth ministry and the attitudes we should develop as youth ministers, even if we do not follow Bobenka. Creativity, a full-time job. First of all, we have to realize that young Christian leaders and ministers are the most important resource for youth ministry. The more committed we are to do our work well, the more we will grow in our capacities to serve other youth. Our love for Jesus, who has called us to serve, should encourage in us the motivation, interest, research, prayer, and study that will lead us to find resources for our work. When we read a newsletter or magazine article, we shall keep it for our next formation talk. When we find a poor person in our quarter, we shall remember the compound in order to return one day with our group for charitable service. When we hear about a formation meeting of another group in the parish, we shall attend it too. Get more ideas about how to do our work well. When we come across a beautiful piece of the Holy Scripture, we shall write down the quotation in our notebook for future use. This ability to pay attention to reality is the basis of forming a person who is creative and full of possibilities for service and to tackle the challenges of youth ministry. Specific formation for youth ministry. Finally, another problem is the lack of specific formation in youth ministry, that many youth chaplains or coordinators do not have specific formation in youth ministry. An African diocese which will not send a priest to the seminary to train 6 seminarians if he has not stayed 3 years abroad to receive a master's degree in theology or philosophy will have no problem appointing a priest with no specific higher training to be in charge of the formation of 700,000 youths and children. Many African bishops have not understood yet the importance of this ministry and the fact that to perform it well one needs much more than generosity and goodwill. In fact, according to experience, charism, skills and creativity are needed in high doses, and not even those tools guarantee an easy ride. The analogy of the church or group as a body. Let us pay attention to this important text of the first Christian community. Many miracles and wonders were being done through the apostles, and everyone was filled with awe. All the believers continued together in close fellowship and shared their belongings with one another. They would sell their property and possessions, and distribute the money among all, according to what each one needed. Day after day they met as a group in the temple, and they had their meals together in their homes, eating with glad and humble hearts, praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And every day the Lord added to their group those who were going to be saved. Acts 2:43-47. A group is like a person. In order to live a balanced and happy life, it has some basic needs to meet: food, shelter, work, love, rest, learning, etc. It needs a skeleton, muscles, nerves, senses, skin boundaries, etc. We can read the former passage in this light: they prayed together, ate together, took care of one another, shared what they had, had time for fun and enjoyment, and invited others to join in. Let us develop some body images to understand the basic needs of a Christian group body. It needs